Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you?
How are you, Cindy? I'm well.
Everything's good. I'm glad that so many of our clients have survived the hurricane, and they seem to have turned out okay, which is so good to hear. You know, it's a kind of nerve-wracking, you know, worrying about everybody, but thank goodness, so far, everyone that I knew turned out okay. So this has been, like, a really interesting year for us with the radio show, because I've been getting a lot of emails back from people saying how a lot of the things that we say come true and all the advice that we get. So I like to once in a while share that with you, because sometimes I even forget to tell you. But
that's
I got
awesome.
Like three this week that people are doing well, and they're thanking us, and that one woman got a job who was worried about getting a job. And so, you know, just letting you know, they do think of you. They always say hello. They put a little say hello to Nicole for us. So, you've got your little following here. Hi, guys.
That's awesome.
Isn't that wonderful? So, anyway, we do have a lot of callers tonight, and I know that.
No, do you see that?
You see, they're coming in like kind of rapidly and fast. And yes. I had, well, the one call I would like to take is the 5331 number, because
yes.
She's been trying to get in touch with me. And sometimes when I tell people I really can't read you at last minute, no way, no how, since I read way many more people in a day than I can. And it's just for my sanity and just because I can't channel any more hours in a day because my head hurts. It's like beyond what I can do. And there's,
I don't blame you.
And I've learned now, you know, I do have to eat, and, you know, I can't shovel down every meal. So, you know, sometimes, you know, I just can't pick up the phone. And a lot of times, you know, I do psychic parties, so I'm working a lot of hours straight in a row. And I can't even pick up the phone when I'm doing a psychic party. I'm just there for hours and hours and hours. So
this
one's been waiting for a while. So let's see if you can pick up the 5331, and
yes.
We'll see what she's on her mind, and then you could start screening some of the other callers, too.
Of course, and remember, guys, if you want to speak to Cindy tonight, or if you even want a chance of speaking to Cindy tonight, you need to press the magical number 1 that lets me know that I have to go and pull you into the chat room and screen your call. So here we go to 5331 to see who's there. And then, like Cindy said, I will jump in the chat room and start talking to some of you folks. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, and who is this? So our callers know.
This is Angela.
Hi, Angela. I know you've been frantic to try to reach me, so I'm so happy to hear your voice, because I remember when I met you, I liked you so much. I have such good energy surrounding, and you've been through so much in the last, you know, year or two, so maybe you can tell us what's on your mind.
Actually, Cindy, Angela cannot tell you what's on her mind because she just dropped out.
Okay, that's odd. I'm surprised
very
that
odd.
Maybe she'll call. maybe she'll call back in. I think she wanted to talk to someone who's crossed over. And I will tell you that the dead have been a little bit odd today in general. Like my neighbor, her husband passed away, and she knocked on the door, and I'm doing a reading, and she wanted me to, like, you know, witness something she had to sign. I said, no problem. And then, like, all of a sudden, you know, something starts chirping in my house nonstop, and the doorbell that she had pushed, obviously his energy was there, and he's chirping the doorbell nonstop. And I'm on the phone, and the phone just decides to go cut out. And I just find the dead have been pretty vocal today about things, so
yeah.
I'm not sure if that's what happened, but I could see she came back on.
So
let's see if we can pick her up again.
I'm not going to duck into the chat room until I know that the call's good. So,
Okay. Hello,
you're on the air.
I'm so sorry, it's Angela.
Okay, you know, so funny, I was saying the dead have been very funny today, making phones cut in and out, doing weird stuff. So I was like, oh, I'm sure she'll call back now.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. So what's been on your mind, Angela?
Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on in my life right now, and I just would like to talk to you and just see if you feel anything going on, like for my future or what's going to happen, you know, it's just with my marriage and my job.
Okay, have you felt your son around you lately?
Yes.
Okay, because I thought he was the one that made the phone go off. I'm like, please don't make your mom's phone go on and off today. Could you, like, we know you're here, okay? I gotcha. First of all, he's been here all day. He promised me my mom was calling in tonight, so I had no doubt that I was going to hear from you. Okay, and you were a very good mother. He loves you like crazy. He wants you to be happy. And, you know, as far as your marriage is going, you know, you realize you're not fixing your husband. Have you figured that out now?
Yes.
Okay. Because you know, your son loves his father. So you know, he didn't always like him, but but basically, you know, he's saying, "Mom, you have to pray to do what's best for everyone, including yourself." What's best for you? You're worrying about everybody else. Do you know that you worry about everybody else?
Yes.
And, you know, how's that work for you so far?
Not good.
Okay,
good.
Not good. And that's exactly what, you know, he's saying. And, you know, it seems like if your son hadn't passed away, maybe you would have left your husband already. But I think you've been so busy mourning for him that, you know, you just kind of put your life on hold. But I don't think you can do that anymore. First of all, you know, your dad is circling around here too. Do you ever feel him near you?
Yes, I was very close to my dad.
Okay, because your dad, not a huge fan of your husband right now.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, I wish, you know, like your son is trying to be objective, okay? He's not, you know, he understands the good, bad, and ugly of his father, okay? But,
yes.
You know, your father loves you the way you love your son, okay? And, you know, your son Robert's asking you, Mom, if I were in that kind of a marriage, what would you tell me to do?
Leave.
Okay, thank you. Because see how clear you could say that? And
yes.
That's how your father feels. He feels the same way. He feels like, you know, you're having a lot of anxiety all the time, and it's... anxiety is a dark angel telling us, you know, you got to do something. You got to move forward. And, you know, your husband isn't going to make it easy for you to leave. You know that.
Yes.
And he doesn't want you to leave. Are you aware of that, too?
Yes. You mentioned that once before.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I don't remember readings at all, so all I know is what's coming through now.
That's
okay.
Why.
So when people say you're saying the same stuff, I go, that's funny because I don't remember any of it, but okay.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's almost like you feel like when you leave your marriage, you're going to have to mourn for that too. And
yes.
You're still mourning for your son. And it's a lot of mourning to do at once. But
yes.
What your son believes is that you will be much happier if you actually left your husband and tried to do it without drama and trauma, although I don't know how much luck you're going to have with your husband on that one. But your intention in leaving him is not to hurt him. It is self-preservation at this point. Do you know that?
Yes, I know that. I tell him that all the time.
And, of course, he doesn't want you to leave. You're hardworking. You're a good person. You're a person of your word. But he hasn't made it so that you would want to stay.
And you're absolutely right.
So, I mean, if you were my wife and you've been telling me for the last decade that I'm doing this, that, and this, and, you know, you can't continue to do this or I'm out of here, if I didn't want you to leave, I would try to make you happy. Wouldn't that make sense?
Exactly.
So, you know, it's not like you haven't given him plenty of warning, because you have. You've given him plenty of warning. You know, all he cares about is the money, according to your son. And, you know, do you know that he cares about the money?
Yes, I know.
Okay. You know, your son's sighing about that. But, you know, if you stay in this marriage a few more years, you're going to start getting sick. This isn't healthy for you.
Yes.
And do you realize it's not healthy for you?
Yes, I definitely realize that.
And you remember Frank? I think he's your father-in-law, if I remember correctly from the last time.
My father is Frank. My father.
Your dad is Frank. Okay, because Frank.
And I had a friend.
You have a friend Frank too?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I no longer speak.
Okay. And why don't you speak to your friend Frank?
I just don't.
Okay. And you know, your dad is asking you to lean on him a little bit. You actually have a very good 5-year period opening up, but you have to begin to move your life forward. Are you still worrying about your daughter a lot, by the way?
Yes, I do worry about my daughter a lot.
Okay.
I always worry about my daughter.
Okay. Okay, and she's one of the ones causing you anxiety too?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing that situation. You know, sometimes we have to do things to show our children what needs to be done. Like, if you don't leave your husband, she may never do in her life what she needs to do. Because, you know, some of us have to be the trailblazers. And, you know, staying with men who don't make us happy is not a good recipe for a happy life at all. So, you know, what your son is telling you is, Mom, please do what you know you got to do. It's not a question of if you leave Dad, it's when.
Yes.
Is it now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And how? Is it on your own two feet? Is it in a coffin? I mean, how is it that you're going to get out of this, you know? And you're supposed to live a long time. I don't, you know, I know when a mother loses a child, she sometimes doesn't want to be here forever, but do you realize that you're needed on earth?
Yes, because God is keeping me here when I want to leave. And
and that's what I'm trying to tell you, Angela. You're not getting any chicken out of here too fast. but if you stay with your husband, it will eventually affect your health. And I'm not saying you'll necessarily die, but do you want to be sick? Who the hell wants to be sick?
No.
You know, thing about it is, I don't mind being dead, but I don't really want to be sick. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
You know, I'm not a person that wants to be sick forever. Your husband kind of knows you're going to leave him. I don't think he truly believes it, but, you know, he's preparing some things in case you leave. And some of that's money-wise. You know, he's going to take care of himself money-wise. Do you know that about him?
Oh, yes. I'm finally realizing that. I didn't think that was true, but
mm-hmm.
I'm finally.
Okay, so the ding, ding, ding is going off in your head lately?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, and that's why you're having so much anxiety, because you're hearing spirit, you're hearing them telling you, you know, the longer you stay with him, the longer he's able to hide money, do what's best for him, and all of that, okay? And, you know, the anxiety's coming from your dad. He's putting some of those thoughts in your head that, you know, the time is now. And,
yes.
You know, if it's really one of the worst things is to be in a marriage you're not happy in. Okay,
I'm not.
And it's probably one of the worst things, because you have one foot in, one foot out. You know, it happens in marriages, you know, it gets really bad, and then, okay, maybe things calm down for a month or two, and you think, okay, maybe this can work, and then it goes back to the bullshit. It's probably not more than a month at a time that you're thinking maybe you could still stay in here. And it's going to be more and more anxiety until you actually take some sort of action. Do you have any mm-hmm. kind of plan?
Yes, I was going to see an attorney today, but then I backed out.
Okay, and just like when your phone hung up, it was kind of like I thought you might almost back down from talking to me today. And I was like, no, because you know what I'm going to be telling you. I'm going to be telling you, you got to get that lawyer, you've got to get that attorney, you got to start moving forward. Again, a divorce is an earthquake. Nobody wants to cause an earthquake. I mean, I think you'd probably be happier if he fell in love with somebody else and left you. At least you wouldn't have to be the bad guy and do. Okay. And, you know, sometimes God's kind and engineer stuff to get us out in a better way, but like that. But I don't see that happening. And it's mm-hmm. almost like you're being told, just take the steps forward and let the universe help move it forward. I mean, once you started with an attorney, this doesn't look like it has to be a very long, drawn-out divorce, by the way. Money talks.
I don't want to see if it is.
Money talks, okay? Buy your freedom. Give him a deal that, you know, he almost can't refuse. And, you know, get what you need and move on. And, you know, then your whole life will change really for the better. I mean, you're never going to have your Robert back, and I think that's something that.
Yeah.
But if you want to know what Robert's voting on, Robert's voting on you getting some freedom. Okay.
Yes.
Was he always very loving of you? Because he's very loving from the other
Absolutely.
Side.
Absolutely, he was my best friend, my baby. We were very, very close. He
could
tell me anything.
That,
never judged him, and I loved him unconditionally. He was my best friend, the best
and
person
that's
in
how
my life.
He loves That's how he loves you, and he just wants to see you happy. And, you know, he doesn't, you know, he's not going to come back when you leave, but you'll have peace is what he's saying. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're living in an unhappy relationship, you know, you wear empaths. You got to feel that tension. You got to feel your mm-hmm. husband's moods and all that crap. Just going to a space that's your own, you might find a little more peace there.
Yeah,
when you close,
like
when
right
you
now,
close.
I'm living in my house by myself, and I find peace. I'm able to stay home more. I thought I wasn't going to be able to stay here after my son passed because we had problems, my husband and I. But now that he's not here, I'm able to take care of myself, and I enjoy being home. I find peace at my house.
Okay, now can you see that
right now.
You're finding peace? Can you see that you're finding peace?
Yes.
And that's what your son is trying to say. True peace is ability to be alone, to stand on our own two feet without anybody. And, you know, we always been brainwashed. Women have been brainwashed to believe any man, deaf, dumb, blind, lame, stupid, cheating son of a bitch, has been standing on our own two feet. But are you beginning to realize that you're better off on your own two feet? You're better off alone than you are?
But why can't I do that? Why can't I just move and put that step? And like I had an appointment.
Oh, because the collective thinking of women is, it's not even Angela personal fears anymore, by the way. I think Angela has the balls to go do it. It's our collective fears as women. It's really terrifying to get a divorce. It's terrifying for women.
I don't like to leave people that I love, and I love my husband unconditionally, but I know he's not good for me. He doesn't understand when I tell him what hurts. And he doesn't acknowledge. And when he does hurt me, he doesn't say, I'm sorry. And it just hurts me. It's just acknowledge and just say you're sorry. If you forgive anything you do, just mean it and say it. We raised our son to be a certain type of person, a good person, an honest person. And if he did anything wrong, he was the first one to say, I'm sorry. It's like, that's the way. And for my husband to do something to me and not say, like, if he was to hit me or to speak and say something to me, that's totally mean. And not say, I'm sorry, that hurts. And it's just never going to change. And
right.
I don't know why I do this.
Well, first of all, it's because older souls are very loyal. And we're loyal to people who don't even deserve our loyalty.
And it's true, he doesn't.
And it's very hard for us to break away from people even when we know we should. Mm-hmm. We also think if we love people and give them enough chances, maybe they'll change, but are you beginning to see that isn't going to happen?
Oh,
I mean, he can't even say I'm sorry lamely, not even meaning it. Okay, like you know, say I'm sorry.
He didn't do it. If you hurt someone and hit someone, you have to say I'm sorry. Don't say I never did it. I didn't do this. It's like that's not normal. Not normal.
And Just know that he's not able to do it. It's not in, you know, his mindset and his thinking. And what, you know, you're being told is that you're not going to fix him. You're not going to change him. You're enabling him. He doesn't think he does anything wrong. And of course,
I know that.
Older souls do not like to hurt people. You put the nail on the head. You know, you wish he fell in love with somebody else, he left you, and you'd be fine.
I'd rather that.
You don't want to be the one to hurt him. That's why older souls will walk down the aisle with the wrong person rather than hurt them. We'll stay married rather than hurt someone.
Yes.
But you're not getting any brownie points from God for sacrificing your life for a man who certainly hasn't learned anything. You've been living with him a long time. You know, you're such a nice person. One time meeting you, I really liked you, and I could see how people like you and how you help people and how you
I'm like
affect
a
them. And you affect people. How could you be living with this man for how many years have you been married now, by the way?
Yeah, September 23rd, 29 years.
Okay, 29 years. And he hasn't learned anything. And I divorced my ex-husband at 29 years. 29 years. It was 29 years when I got a divorce. It wasn't easy. You've been with a person a long time, and you love these people. But, you know, somehow they're not getting what you're asking. And it's really traumatic. And, you know, you're psychologically divorcing from him. It takes some time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now that you've done that, you have to take the physical steps to doing it. And your intention in doing this is not to hurt him. It's self-preservation.
No.
It's self-love.
Yes.
It's that this is not, you're stop enabling him. Forgiveness means he recognizes he's done something wrong. If he's not going to recognize he's done something wrong, you can forgive him as a person, but not his actions.
Right.
And even people, if they say they're sorry and they keep doing it again, that's not the answer either. It's change. Do better.
Exactly.
Now, I see that, you know, you can leave him. I mean, even in leaving him or taking two steps out doesn't mean it's over. Who knows? Maybe if you really realize that you were serious, who knows? Maybe he'd get some therapy. Maybe he'd do something. But something
That's
has to give. You can't do nothing anymore. It's negative karma to do nothing.
Right.
So
figure
it out. You know, I do see you capable of getting a divorce without drama and trauma. I could see that. You just... Keep seeing it. You know, you don't have to scream at him. You don't have to hate him to leave him. I love the way you say you love him, but it's just not working.
I do love him conditionally. And I told him, if I divorce you, not because I hate you, you just don't get it. I would always love you to the day I pass away. And if you ever got sick, I'd be the first one there to take care of you. But I don't see us being together.
And that's it.
I just don't get it. And I'm sorry. I don't ever want to hurt you. Just keep hurting me, and I can't do this anymore.
That's exactly it. Love yourself the way you love your daughter, the way you loved Robert, the way you love Robert. This is not healthy for you.
Okay, is my girl going to be okay with everything?
Is she still with her husband?
My daughter is living with her fiance now, because of what happened recently with my husband and I. The courts ordered him to leave the house because of what he did to me. So he's not living here for a while. And so I go back to court.
Okay, so she's getting married soon, though.
Yeah, she's living with her boyfriend in the future, yes.
Okay.
Yes, like another year or so. But she's with someone that she loves very much.
Good, because she looks fine. But, you know, just for her sake, you can't let her show, you know, can't show her that a man can be abusive and there's no consequences.
Right.
You know, unfortunately.
She was always on her daddy's side. She was always on her dad's side, even if he did something wrong to me. She just would always take her dad's side. And that's what I was upset too, because I didn't raise it to be that way. You have to tell the truth, and you don't lie to someone because that's your daddy or he pays your bills. You don't do that. If you see something wrong, you talk to your dad. You say, Daddy, don't talk to Mom that way. Or Mom, don't talk to Dad. Like, try to make peace between us. You know what I mean? A little bit. But I'm glad now she's living on her own with her boyfriend and she's out of the house. That's a good thing.
Right. No, it looks very good. I'm not worried about her. Okay. But what I just think, you know, do is I'm going to be reading you soon. You're coming for a reading, right?
Yeah.
So I'll give you like a little more, you know, detailed heads up stuff. But just meditate on the fact that your intention in doing this is not to hurt him. Maybe he would snap up and get some therapy.
He does
or just some behavior modification and anger management.
Therapist. that's what he has to do now because the courts are ordering that next time when we go to court. The DA is going to request that.
Okay, good. And, you know, sometimes people don't need necessarily deep psychological counseling. How about practice some anger management and behavior modification here? Okay? So, you know, you can't enable him. You're not getting brownie points for enabling him to be abusive.
I know that.
Okay, and it's very painful because you never wanted this mess to happen, you know,
nope.
Everything that's going on. This is not what you would have wanted. Okay.
Especially after my son passed, I thought it would make us, he would be there for me, and it just backfired.
No, and, you know, do me a favor, keep me posted, message me like you do. I'm looking forward to reading you when you come, and by then maybe some things will play out with the courts and everything else, by the way.
I hope so. I'm going September 22nd, so hopefully... You know.
Okay, and stand firm. Just stick with the facts. You know, he's in trouble because he did ABCD, okay?
Yes.
And stop thinking it's your fault.
And I try to protect him even with that. I lie, and I shouldn't. I should tell the truth because he's hurt me, and I just let things – I just can't bring him down. Even when he's totally wrong, I still protect him. I just got to break out of that.
But you're not getting brownie points for enabling him.
Nope.
So what you're going to do in court is just state the facts. I love my husband, but he did ABCD. That's it.
Right.
And his actions landed him where he is, not you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so stop feeling guilty. His actions landed him there.
Absolutely.
So, you know, just keep that in mind. And we'll keep you in our prayers. And I can't wait to see you and give you a big hug on October 5th.
Thank you, Cindy, for speaking to me. Have a
okay.
great night.
You okay. too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Nicole, I don't know if you heard any of that. You know, isn't it funny?
I heard.
Isn't she like the sweetest person?
Yeah.
Sweetest person. And that's the kind of person I wrote the book, Why Good People
She's
Can't Leave Bad Relationships. So hard for good people. And it does. And we seem to make too many excuses for abuse. And we seem to be crap takers and too tolerant of abuse.
Well, you know what it is, I'll tell you right now, is that people like her who are too nice for their own good and who are too good for their own good, they almost feel like they're doing the wrong thing by telling the truth. You know, and even you said, you know, she just said herself, you know, she protects him. Well, she feels like she's in the wrong for saying something, and that could not be further from the truth for anybody in situations like that. You know, it's never, ever wrong to tell the truth.
No, and again, it's a person's actions that have done it. And oftentimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm not saying this is going to be Angela's case, but when we do cover up for somebody, later on they turn around and tell that we're the ones who did something wrong, and all of a sudden we're the ones arrested. You know, and meanwhile, they had no qualms about lying about us, and meanwhile we're lying about them. Okay, maybe in a, you know, we're trying to lie to protect them, but they don't certainly lie to protect us. So it's sometimes a very rude awakening for my clients. You know, when they have covered up for somebody they really shouldn't have covered up for.
Yep.
So, you know, that's just something to keep in mind. We don't get brownie points for covering up for people and,
nope.
you know, that kind of thing. So it
Those
is kind of scary when you think about it, isn't it?
Pay their dues. Well, yeah, you know, but like, you know, but in maybe a slightly different capacity, Cindy, we say similar things to people about karma. You know, and what it all comes down to is that, you know, you're not doing anybody any good if you don't allow someone to realize what their karmic lessons are. You know, if you deprive somebody of their karmic lesson, you're really not helping them. You're harming them because it should be a learning experience for them. It should be this sort of epitomizing moment for them. It should be an eye-opening moment for them. And instead, you're covering their eyes by constantly protecting them. And it doesn't matter if it's this particular situation or any other situation. If you enable somebody to continue behaving badly, no matter what it is, you know, you're not protecting them for their good. You're protecting them for your own. You're protecting them because you want to know for you that you protected them, but you're not doing them any favors. So you have to watch out for that selfish motivation there. Some people are helpers and some people want to help everybody. But you know what? Sometimes those people are the most selfish people because that kind of help is not about the other person. It's about how them extending themselves to that other person makes them feel, if that
exactly.
makes any sense.
Right. And that's what I call a different kind of narcissism. Okay, it's well-meaning
yes.
narcissism, but it is
well-intentioned, yes, but...
Well-intentioned as it may be. And so, you know, we don't get brownie points for enabling people. I'll tell you right
nope.
now, we don't. So we're back on earth to stop enabling people. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, until we learn that lesson, we're going to keep walking this earth again. So why don't you learn it in this lifetime? At least if you got to come back again next lifetime. Be a little bit easier. Be a little bit
learn
easier.
Something.
Learn something. So we do have Brianna. And is she my Brianna that I've read a few times?
Yes, this is your Brianna that you read a few times.
Okay,
how
that's what
did
I
you
thought.
Know that? All right.
Because I just got this
Brianna
feeling.
Brianna Long Island. It's like, is that my Brianna?
A,
okay, well, clearly.
She's my, yes, uh-huh. Okay, now, her dad passed away in February?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
yes.
Okay,
Brianna is your Brianna, and yes, her dad passed away, and she wants
and
to
I
connect.
And I think I spoke
Cindy,
to her
so.
Dad. Didn't she come after that? Because I think I know her dad from the other side.
You know what?
I'm not...
not too sure, but let's speak to Brianna and see what
okay.
she says. Hello, Brianna. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Brianna. Did you come for a reading since then? And I spoke to your dad. I think.
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I knew it was you because your dad came in the room and I go, oh, that's my Brianna, all right, because that's her dad, okay? He can't believe he's on the radio and that he gets
oh
to talk
goodness.
To you. He's very, very happy to talk to you. He knows that you're still very deeply mourning for him, aren't you?
Aw, yeah.
You miss him a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
I know he's adjusting to the other side. I think he was a little more frantic when he first passed away, but he seems to accept what he can't change now, and he
mm-hmm.
is where he is. And have you gotten signs from him yourself?
In a dream once, but not since then.
Oh, so was it a dream or was it what we call an astral projection? An astral projection is that your soul leaves your body, accompanied by angels and spirit guides. He leaves the plane that he's in, and you kind of meet and get to communicate. Did you feel like you really saw him?
Yeah, like I heard his voice and everything.
Okay, so it felt real, like not like a dream sometimes feels all... at a conjunct, you know, all mixed up, and we don't always remember a dream. But this, an astral projection, you always remember because it seems really, really real. Did you
yeah.
feel that it seemed really, really real?
Yeah, it was definitely real, and then I actually woke up from it in the middle of the night, right after.
Right, and I'm not surprised that you would have woken up, by the way, because... it's a little bit scary almost to get, because all of a sudden your soul hasn't been in your body, and your soul then returns, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine how that could be a little bit scary to have that happen. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm back in my body. And did you feel like he was just telling you that he loved you?
Yeah.
Good. And because he was trying to tell you he loves you and he's okay. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can always get a sign, you know, or a message from him if you want. Have you been trying to get signs from him?
I guess so, yeah.
And, you know, he tries to give you signs all the time, but he says you're not always getting them, by the way. And you know, it's hard if you're not used to it. And you know, he's not a hard voice to hear. You know, for somebody recently dead, he's a pretty good communicator. Also, if you could astral project to him, that's pretty good, by the way. I mean, on your part and on his part. And he would like you to come visit him again, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. There's some dogs up there. Who lost dogs, by the way?
Oh, our dog,
Okay, because your dad just has the dog jumping around up there. He said, you got to tell her about the dog, that the dog's here.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
So, I mean, I think your dad was surprised dogs go up there, too, by the way. But he's like, nope, the dogs are here. You were a very good daughter, by the way. And, you know, you had a lot of courage when you were little. He doesn't want you to lose your courage.
Uh-huh.
He wants you to, you know he'll always be around watching over you. Is he a grandfather yet, your dad?
Oh, my God, that's so, my brother's fiance is pregnant.
Okay, that's what I thought, because he said, I'm very excited about being a grandfather. Okay,
uh-huh.
So don't think he doesn't know what's going on, because, you know, he's helped pick the soul of that child as a gift for the family.
Uh-huh.
So he knows that baby very well. So I know you probably all feel bad because he's not here to be a grandfather. But he knows all about it, and he's very excited. He wants your brother to get married, though. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
He goes, when is he getting married now, okay? Your dad seems very old-fashioned. Was he very old-fashioned?
Yeah, I would say so.
But he's excited. Is your brother planning on getting married?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because your dad wants that. He keeps asking me, oh, I don't know. What are you asking me? I don't know. You know, and but he will be there at the wedding. They never miss things like weddings or anything like that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, they never miss anything like that. They always are very much there for all of this. He misses your family a lot. Do they all miss him a lot? Because he seems to really miss them a lot.
Yeah, my sister is actually getting married within the year.
Well, he won't miss a wedding, by the way. They never miss a wedding. They're allowed down on Earth about 100 hours a month, so he'll be at that wedding. And, you know, he's very excited about that. I think your sister feels very bad. Your dad's not going to be there, though.
Yeah.
But don't worry, your dad knows everything. He's asking about your love life, darling. What's happening with yours?
I have a boyfriend.
Okay, and are you happy?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Grandpa over there, he's calling himself Grandpa now. Grandpa's really happy. He would like more grandchildren, and he's looking forward to everything that's in the future. How long have you been with your boyfriend?
For 4 years.
Okay. And how old are you now?
22.
Okay, so you're kind of young yet, but your dad would like to see you married in the next couple of years. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to him. Yeah.
I need to graduate school first.
Okay, well, he knows you're going to graduate from school. He's not worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he just is so happy about everything that's happening. He's thanking you for calling in today. Were you thinking about him a lot today? Because he's been around you a lot today.
Yeah, I've actually been calling in for a couple weeks and haven't been chosen. And this last week I've been having, like, a little rough time, like, thinking about him and stuff. So it's pretty ironic.
Well, but notice that he made sure you got through tonight. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's funny because your dad was here earlier, and I'm like, I have a lot of readings today, but I don't think you belong to anybody today. And then he laughed and left. So obviously he knew you were coming through to get tonight, that I was going to be able to read you. And I told you, the dead have been kind of funny here today, making themselves very known, which they don't usually do things like that. So I don't know what's in the energy today, but they're around a lot. And, you know, I'm glad you called in because your dad really wanted to talk to you. How many months pregnant is your brother's fiance?
She's 4.
Okay, so, boy, is your dad excited about this, really excited. So this is good news according to him and what the family needs, don't you think? When love goes, when people die, they always try to bring love as quickly as possible. He's bringing you somebody
mm-hmm.
all to love. So he's very excited. So
yeah, and I think it's going to be good for my brother. He needs something, like, happy and to look forward to. So
right, and that's what your dad's saying. So it's all good news, and your dad's been up there, and he's quite laughing. He's, you know, accomplished quite a lot in the little bit he's been on the other side. So, you know, I'm so glad that you called in because your dad is so happy to talk to you. And you know, and I he's gave me the card that shows that he's always around and he likes the water. Do you ever go sit by the water sometimes?
Yeah, we actually used to live on the water.
Oh, well, that it will explain why he's saying he wants you to go sit by the water. So if you just go sit, if you need him, just go outside, sit by the water, and you're going to really feel his presence a
uh-huh.
lot. You know, because he's allowed down on Earth 100 hours a month. So, of course, he'll spend some time at your sister's wedding. He'll save for that. But he likes to be outdoors. So if you're outside,
yeah.
he's outside. And, you know, some people, you know, like to watch television. I think he'd rather be outside. So,
yeah, he was
you.
Big into, like, going upstate and hunting and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't hear him say, I want to watch television. A lot of people say, I like to watch television. That's not him. He's like to be outdoors and do things. And just know that you've got a big fan with that man on the other side. You were a very good daughter, by the way.
Aw.
And you're mature for your age, too. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I do get that a lot.
mm-hmm. How old was your dad when he passed away?
He was 51.
So he's very young.
Yeah.
He's very young. And he's very apologetic about his death, too. Do you know what that's all about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And, you know, he seems to, you know, take full responsibility for things. And
mm-hmm.
you had gotten two readings. What was told on your first reading from me, if you want to share it with anybody? Because I didn't remember, but your dad remembered.
My first reading, I just came with my friend. It was my first experience going to, like, a medium psychic. And you had picked up on that my dad was sick. And you had said that, basically said you saw, like, that he didn't have, like, that much time left. So that kind of prepared me. And then when I came back to you after he passed, right when I sat down, you said, oh, your dad's thanking me for preparing you for my death and that you kind of helped me with the process. So that was
right.
interesting.
Right. And that's funny because your dad, I forgot about that. I don't remember any of my readings, okay? But your dad
yeah.
said, don't you remember you predicted my death? And I'm like, oh, okay, let's get that back now and
yeah.
talk about that, okay? And
yeah.
it did make it a little bit easier for you because I know he was young. That's why I asked his age. He was very young. And,
uh-huh.
You know, he knows it helped. He's also, you know, healing some of his issues on the other side. And, you know, he's really pretty peaceful now. He's more peaceful than, you know, he was the first time I read you. I think he was trying to be peaceful, but he was a little bit more agitated because he was recently dead. He's
mm-hmm.
pretty cool up there now. He gives you a lot of signs through music.
Oh, really?
You know, so I hope you pay attention to music and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And if you need him for anything at all, just ask him, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he'll be there. And I'm so glad you called in because your dad seemed to really want to talk to you today. So,
I just have a question for you.
Sure.
About my little sister. She's 8, so we have the same dad but different moms. And we're currently going through, like, a custody battle with the mom because the mom's unfit. So I just wanted to see if you see anything with that.
Okay, it looks like it's going to turn out very, very good for you guys, okay? I mean, he
uh-huh.
doesn't want his child near that mother, okay? And I think now that he's dead, it kind of clears, it makes it easier for you guys to even win the battle, by the way.
Uh-huh.
You know, he says you're going to do very well. Just stick to the facts. Are you sticking to the facts about the thing?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're very good to your little sister, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom's going to help you with this girl?
Yes. I mean, she lives with us now, my little sister. But we're just going through trying to get permanent custody of her. So myself, my older sister, and my mom take care of her.
And it looks really, really, really good for you, by the way. Okay, so, and your dad is, you know, very excited that you're helping with her. She's very cute,
mm-hmm.
at 8-year-old, by the way, isn't she?
Yeah.
And, you know, her mother can't have custody at all. She really is beyond unfit.
Yeah.
And, you know, the courts are going to know that. And, you know, your dad's just saying, you know, he left kind of a mess on earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, he's saying, I mean, this woman, the mother, you know, is she a drug addict or something, this one?
Yeah. Yeah,
because, okay, you know, I don't see such great things for the mother here. So,
uh-huh.
you know, what would happen if the mother died?
Right. That's our concern.
Uh huh.
Like, she's been through enough.
Right. And it just seems to me like she's pretty much very self destructive and
mm-hmm.
terrible. And, you know, just know that your dad's watching the situation and he's going to help make sure that you guys get custody.
Okay,
and,
that's good.
You know, and he's resting in peace a little bit because of that. You know what I mean? I think if his daughter
uh-huh.
were with was he married to this woman or they were just not married or something?
They weren't married, no.
They were married because they weren't married, you said?
They weren't.
Okay. Because I think if he thought that child was going to stay with her, he'd be really unhappy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But boy, your dad's a lot of fun from the other side. Was he fun on Earth? Because he's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Okay, and, you know, he's thanking you for everything. It really looks good, the custody battle for you guys. Just stick with the facts, by the way, and
okay.
the facts will speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's just starting to feel very secure. I mean, she lost her dad. It's hard for her, too.
Yeah.
You know, and... You know, just know that your dad promises to help.
Okay.
You know, and, you know, your dad says don't party too hardy, okay?
Okay.
Do you contain your partying?
Me? I'm not a partier, no.
I know, that's what I thought. You know, yeah. Did you learn something from him?
I sure did.
Okay, because I think your dad partied a little too much, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I know. It's a polite way of putting it. He's laughing. Well,
yeah.
Good luck to you. Keep us posted, especially with
Thank
the
you.
When you find out, you know. And I'm so glad you called in. Okay, and that's
okay.
also
Thank
as regular
so
my clients. Any of you, if you want to get through, you just can email me, like the day before, 2 days before, and we'll try to put you through. Okay, so my email is cindysansonebrath@gmail.com. So then you won't have to wait and not get on. Well, good night.
Thank you.
Right. You're welcome. Okay, so we have Anna in Connecticut. Isn't she cute? Wasn't she cute, Brianna?
She's adorable, yes.
I know. Isn't it funny? I forgot that I had predicted her father's death. Now, you know, he reminded me because I don't like to remember when I've done stuff like that because I'm like, I can't believe people pay me to tell them this stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's like, so I forget, but they put the thought back in my head and remind me.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay. And, you know, I keep telling people, really, I don't remember your readings. I really don't. Okay. I mean, I do too many of them and it was clogging up my memory to just remember them all. But the dead will always remind me
of
stuff.
Imagine.
But you know, so I remember when she came for the next reading, he came and said, you know, yep, you predicted me and I'm dead. And I was like, oh, okay. And, but that was that story on that one. So it's always interesting,
well,
isn't
sure
it, though?
I'm sure that Brianna did appreciate a little bit of a heads up to give a mental prep on that one.
Especially since there's this beautiful 8-year-old daughter, you know, her father's daughter involved
yeah.
here.
Yes.
So, you know, that gave them some time, too, to prepare. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
But we have Anne in Connecticut.
Yes, Anne is in Connecticut, and she's going to be our next caller, Cindy, with the last 10 minutes that we have on our show. And Anne has got this feeling that she is going to reconnect with someone from her past. And I'm going to let her tell you more about that.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
But she wants to know, is this feeling that she has true? Or, you know, what exactly is going on with this nagging feeling she's got about somebody from her past? So let's see what Anne has to say. Hello, Anne, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Cindy. This is Anne. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, sure. So where in Connecticut are you?
I'm in Waterbury.
Oh, I know Waterbury because my college roommate was from Waterbury with the little Bethlehem and everything because they went to the University of Connecticut. So I know Waterbury very well.
Okay.
So we see some kids go there. So tell me,
I don't know whether this is just because this is a familiar energy, which I have a tendency to do, okay? And if I'm not really in a relationship. I just came off retiring from work in February, a long, long career. So I have time to do just about anything I want. You know, outside of I need to downsize the house and get rid of clutter and paper and stuff. You know? But I'm getting the feeling something's coming in, and I mean, not to go back. I don't know about that. Once we're at a different level, once we're at a different energy, once we're at a different vibration, are we revisiting that karma, or is it a, if it were to happen, or is it or something new? Well, let's see what you see.
These are intelligent questions you're asking. This looked like you had a very strong soulmate connection with this person in the past. Did you love this person, heart, soul, mind, and body, when you first met?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because the first card I got was soulmate, so it's confirming like what you're talking about. And soulmate love never dies, by the way. And, you know, even though we might not be together on the earth plane, the souls have unfinished business and they continue to commune. And it looks to me like he's been sending you energy, okay, and messages. So, you know, sometimes we don't know if we're thinking of the soulmate or they're thinking of us, okay, because it's like, why is this happening? And, you know, you guys look like you had some unresolved issues,
right,
by the way, that sometimes souls are trying to give it closure. Sometimes they're just sending love. Do you know if this person is available?
That's what I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, because, you know, sometimes people are getting this energy because they're seeing something on Facebook or social media. You haven't seen anything about him on any of that?
No, he does not have a presence there. I can tell you this, that I recently changed my picture. I'm under a pseudonym on Facebook because of the way the people were where I was working. So, but it's possible that it's possible someone could see that the picture changed.
Right, because it looks to me that he's at some level searched for you, looked for you, Googled you, and you might be picking up on that. You know, I'm seeing the energy certainly here. Now, it's hard to tell with soulmates. Is it just on the soul plane they're trying to connect? And you might want to try to see what he's trying to say or do. Have you dreamed about him? I mean, I know Brianna said she dreamed about her dad. It's not different with souls alive. Their souls astral project from their body to each other to commune. Have you ever dreamed about him?
I try to do that, to get an answer, but I haven't gotten an answer yet.
Okay. And have you been asking him what's up? Are you asking specifically questions?
No, I should probably do that. So I see what you're saying. Ask him. I'm like, angels, tell me what's going on.
No. You can ask his soul, you know, what is it you have to say? Because he's alive, I often tell those souls, you know, if you have something to say to me, you can email me, call me, text me. Like, you are alive on the earth plane, so don't commune to me like you're dead.
Uh-huh.
You know, give me an actual earth sign. And, you know, you might want to talk to his soul directly, by the way.
Okay.
How many years ago was this? Because soulmate relationships tend to work in 5-year cycles. So
it's
how long?
It's longer than that, but I talked to him 7 years ago.
And if how many years would you know him altogether, like, at this point?
But I haven't spoken to him. He doesn't talk.
Doesn't matter. From the beginning, like when you first met him, do you know how many years ago it was?
What do you mean, what year I met him till now? I met him in 84.
94.
In Long Island. He's from Long Island. I met him in the last day. He was a fisherman.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're like at the 23-year mark and stuff like that, and you talked to him 7 years ago and you haven't talked since.
I keep getting the number 23, but I thought it had to do with something else.
No, it has to do with it's a 23-year mark. You know, souls, you know, commune, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, it's 23 years, can we reconnect? Soulmates are, you know, circle around, they come around. When you talked to him 7 years ago, you know, that was something stirring up. It seems like now, because relationships really do work in the five-year cycles, 23, 24, 25 years, they're trying to see what happens between now and at the 25-year mark. Is this, can this be rekindled? Can this be redone? Is it something you need to give it closure? Because I'm not seeing a lot of closure here. Did you guys not really...
It was not closed, and I jumped into another, it's a long story, but another relationship. I wound up telling him, it was really bad, really, really bad, and I wound up telling him about it, but he backed off because I think he was dealing with his own demons, so he was more like call the police type situation. So I got out of that, and I never really got into another relationship. I wound up being a single parent. Now, my daughter recently got married. I don't know if that's triggering it.
Okay, sure. And again, it's all these things start triggering things, bringing it up. And, you know, I would say there's something brewing here, whether it's his soul. I mean, it looks, what I'm getting is a lot of I'm sorrys from him, too. You know, I can talk to any soul living and dead, and at this point, his soul is apologizing to you.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, needs to, you know, communicate to you. I mean, have you tried to do any Googling to see what's going on in his life? Because, you know, in this day and age, there's a lot of information about people.
I don't think he's in Vermont anymore. He used to be in Vermont. That's another long story. With his sister-in-law. He had a twin who died. They were from Bayshore. I don't know what he's doing. I don't think he's in Vermont anymore. And I'm thinking he would gravitate towards a shipping, like a boat place, like either somewhere along the water, like Connecticut, Long Island.
Rhode Island, Long Island.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know whether he'd go back to Long Island or not.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he's on Long Island here at all. And this is something, what I'm seeing is, you know, keep sending him messages on the soul plane that you would maybe like to talk to him or communicate to him.
What I'm getting when I'm talking to you, okay, because I'm claircognizant and other things.
I know you are, because I could tell that, because I'm like, oh, it's
an I'm getting it right in my chest. I'm getting it, not a heart attack, but and I got that earlier tonight. So what I asked them over there to do is show me a sign that's maybe, I gave them the name of the restaurant where I met him. I said, you know, show me that restaurant, that guy's the name or something like that, and then I'll know that sounds like it would be an okay thing. So I haven't gotten that yet.
Okay, because that's a good way to ask. But I can see that his soul is unsettled. You know, you guys were very strong soulmates, and you know, unfortunately, so few soulmates seem to be able to manifest and you know maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it seems like his twin brother would like you guys to communicate and talk. Did you ever meet him, this guy?
Yes. I've been asking him, and it's my understanding that, well, my ex-husband is dead, too. Like, most people I know are dead. I've gotten the message that he's working on this with someone else that I know who's on the other side.
Right, and that's
like,
what it seems to me.
Try to get him to talk to me. That's what the message that I'm getting.
Right, and this is sort of a conspiracy of heaven and earth to get you guys to talk.
Yes.
So, you know, just I would be surprised if you didn't talk to him sometime in the next few months.
Uh-huh.
I'd be pretty shocked if it didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I think the universe is just preparing you for that. And do you have any idea what you would want to say to him?
Well, you know, I mean, the way I look at it is, do you have any interest in, I mean, we're a lot older now. Do you have any interest in a friendship or talking or revisiting this or lunch or dinner or something, you know, anything like that, you know, I'm not going to.
I would advise you to ask him, let's meet, because I think you need to talk face to face. Okay. And look in each other's eyes, hear each other's voices. So a lot of cosmic applause coming from above when I said, you meet in person, please. And,
okay.
And
because I had someone tell me he was with, and this is recent, that he that they saw women coming in and out, that he was divorced. I didn't even know that he was married again. That, and I'm like,
I'm not seeing that he's had a long-term happy relationship here, okay? So, all right, I got the devil card on his relationships. It seems to me that he's probably had some superficial ones. It's very hard to settle for a lower level of love when you've had a soulmate, by the way. I don't think, you know, I think, you know, every other love song, if not every, you know, one out of like, I mean, 10 out of 11 songs is about the love that got away.
Mm-hmm.
This is the love that got away for him. You're the love that got away.
That I've heard that before, and then, like, the whole thing got away from me, was gone, and then I started to get obsessed about it in 2008, and then it was just like, you know what, I have to let this go, I have to release it, and then it started again, so, but this time, I was getting stronger messages. His name is Tom, the dead twin is Eric, it's Eric and some other guy I know named Jack. I think they're just trying to get him to talk to me. But,
right, exactly.
No, my wire line is the same. I don't get that, why he couldn't call it. Somebody told me he was still calling my number in Brooklyn from when I was working in Brooklyn, and that's long gone. So,
again, in this day and age of computers, you can really find people pretty easily.
I know.
So let's put it out to him that you would like to talk to him on the earth plane. Okay. Okay, he's not dead. There's no reason he's got to commune to you like a dead man, okay, if you signs and symbols. How about calling me? How about, you know, seeing me face to face? I wish you would do us a favor and call in again because, you know, especially if you get some contact from him because this is very fascinating to me. And you would not be.
Oh, it could be a book, I'll tell you that, but I don't think you would agree to that, you know.
I know. Well, I could see this was extremely high soulmate, and the higher the soulmate.
When you see what I am, I've had people saying that too. Do you realize he has to be the same vibration as you, or is it no good for you if you ever want to get back? I said, yeah, I used to do readings in the past, sure, but I haven't done that now. You know, I don't know if I want to get back into it again or not. You know, but maybe you should be with a different group of people, meet a different type of person, not that person. And I'm like, I don't know whether that's what I want. There's got to be a reason why I'm so fixated on this outside of double dipping back into the old energy, you know.
Right, exactly. Well, I don't think you would be going back there if there wasn't a reason. So do us a favor and call in. We're just about ready to be cut off Blog Talk Radio. So thank you for calling in, and this is what we love. We love to hear about these soul connections. That's fascinating to me, by the way.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Good luck to you, Connecticut girl. Bye. Okay, Nicole, we're at the end of our show. Is there anything you would like to add?
Yes,
we had an interesting show today, didn't we?
It was a very interesting show today.
Couple of twists and turns. I told you, the dead have been like really,
oh,
I don't know,
my
some soul thing. I would think it was
it's
Halloween
the
way it's been happening.
Oh, gosh.
If
this is how we are in September, I can only wonder what October is going to bring us.
That's what I'm saying. I keep saying, is it Halloween today? Like, what the hell's going on here?
I know, right?
It's a lot of cosmic energy today. So, you know, it's just amazing to me. It's almost too much for me because it's fogging up some other channels. Like, it's too much almost. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, no, you got to take that energy down a little bit here. Because it's just too much. It's just too much. You know, like normally in between readings,
you.
I'm very peaceful. They're not around today. They haven't shut up all
day.
I'm like, leave me alone during my breaks, please.
Well, you better tell that hubby of yours that I said to pamper you tonight to give you a break.
I will for sure.
You have
and,
to flip that switch, turn them all out, and you know that hubby of yours needs to take care of you. I said so.
I know, me too. And I'm going to tell those dead, after I finish my next two readings, get the hell out of here.
There you go.
I got too many dead friends right now. Too many dead friends, you know?
Yeah, seriously. Get some live people, will you? all right, well, we are beyond our time on Blog Talk. So, Cindy, as always, wonderful, wonderful show tonight. You did a fantastic job, as always.
And thank you. And we'll all speak next week.
Take care, guys.
Bye.